Well, Donal, the workshop has been held here tonight with representatives from the leagues in Donegal and the clubs, and you got a big feedback. Did it go much as you would have expected?
I would have expected that there were serious concerns, yes. And they were strongly articulated tonight, for sure. I think particular issues that were focused on was the dual player, the commitment to GAA. I suppose a lot of people looked on it as a rural-urban divide. I don't quite see it that way, but I understand that. And we have recorded all of those concerns. We have had them sent to us by email. So it will all form part of the report on the seven workshops that we will submit to the board.
And in a nutshell, this is all part of a process to gauge opinion around the country about a possible change to a summer-based season, which at the earliest would come in what, 2020?
Well, it's not a summer-based season. It's a one calendar season. So the proposal is that instead of commencing your season in 2015, for example, and finishing in 2016, crossing two calendars, that your season would have a beginning and an end in one calendar. Like, for example, our professional game does, like our underage game is in the process of doing. And we want to consider, is there merit in aligning all football? Is that the best thing for players? Players move between different levels of football. They move from schoolboy football maybe into elite National League football, or they might move from adult amateur to the professional game. And clearly that's easier if all those leagues run in the same calendar, the same season. But that's part of a why. Tonight is about, notwithstanding the benefits of alignment, is it a practical suggestion? Would those clubs feel that implementing calendar season is going to enhance what they do?
And just to be clear, and it did cause some confusion, we are at the early stages of this process, but people up here are wondering if everybody in the leagues in Donegal don't favour a change, and it seems that maybe other parts of the country do, could there be an opt-out, or can we even say that at this stage?
Well, everybody is still part of the FAI. And I know it was said in a certain manner tonight, well, then let's run our own leagues or whatever. I don't think people really take that seriously. We have to consider what's the best mechanism now for seeing where the balance of opinion lies. And even after having considered that, if there are leagues that are in a discernible minority, do we retain the option of them staying in their traditional season? If you have leagues in their traditional season, in what has been our traditional season, and leagues that have moved to calendar season, you have the question, for example, of the biggest cup competition in Europe, the FAI Junior Cup. You have our Intermediate Cup. And you have participants, teams participating in those two, which are coming out of different seasons. That obviously can cause some difficulties. Mayo, who are in a calendar season, would have said to us, yes, we could be competing in the FAI Junior Cup when we're out of season, which put us at a disadvantage, but they felt that the benefits outweighed that impact on one or two of their clubs.
And one other thing that was mentioned here, you had figures about participation rates, and there are so many competing sports now, but there are concerns that particularly this, I think, was the 16 to 19 age group, that there has been a bit of a drop-off in numbers.
I would have emphasised this with the leagues at the start. It's been clearly detected by UEFA. that we've had the male player, the male amateur player, leaving what I'm calling structured football, train a number of times a week and play a game on the weekend. They would move from structured football to recreational football. Recreational football is a commercial enterprise. It's not necessarily within the remit of the FAI. And also, the most recent research from the Irish Sports Monitor, or published in the Irish Sports Monitor, the research is conducted by the ESRI, would have shown a fall off in participation in structured football from 16 to 19 year old males. Now, they become the players in the junior game. So that's another reason why we would look at what we have to offer. Should we not ask the question, if we designed our program of football somewhat differently, would that mean there would be less of that fall off? Sport now is becoming very much individual. You go to the gym, you cycle, you swim, you run, you jog, you do kickboxing. These are the sports that are really becoming more and more popular. The field sports, for example, our hockey, our rugby, our Gaelic games, our football, our association football, I would say all of them are impacted by this fall off. And the world has changed. Now we're post-recession, part-time jobs are available again. We have the highest rates for completion of second level in Europe. We have a huge proportion of our second level students go to third level, which means moving away from home, perhaps having to leave the nursery or the club they participated in. These are all challenges. So we have to, I suppose, consider, is there ways we can manipulate our offering to retain those players in our game?
And finally, just to stress, it's by no means a done deal, and that there'll be a particularly important workshop coming up in March, and the clubs will get draft copies of what the next steps are on the table.
Tonight, you would have heard the league chairman, the league secretaries, the league fixture secretary saying, look, we represent our clubs. We know the views of our clubs. And I mean, there is this representation. This is the way it works. We're certainly going to be bringing in officers, fixture secretaries, etc., to a major workshop at our first home game in March at the Aviva Stadium. And we will then present to them the outcome of the 7 workshops. And we will then have to have a long, hard look at if we're to make changes, how are they going to be made, so that it's a transparent process.
Dermot Dermot, Club and League Development Manager with the FAI. You've had this workshop here in Donegal this week to get the feedback. So briefly just explain to us the purpose behind these workshops you've held around the country.
Yeah, sure. So I suppose we've had, as people will know, Chris, we've had massive changes within the game across the country in terms of how the game is played at the underage level through the player development plan changes, you know, not the likes of non-trophy football up to under-12s. One of the biggest and most significant changes, I suppose, was calendar season implementation, which in essence means playing a competitive season between February and November, cutting out the winter months of December and January when, I suppose, over the last significant number of years, traditionally fixtures are planned and often postponed, leading to fixture congestion later in the season. That will be fully implemented within the underage game by 2020. Obviously the senior game implements a calendar season, and really the conversations over the last 3 weeks with this roadshow was around calendar season and the potential to implement that for the adult amateur game, and the word potential being important, because I suppose with the underage game these changes have been discussed and consulted on with all stakeholders as far back as 2013, 2014, before implementation. So really we're going through a process at the moment to start that discussion, to gain a consensus across the country, starting with 7 regional workshops, leading into individual workshops with each of the leagues, really to give us good information to go back with before making any decision on calendar season within that end of the game.